Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
zinc. Hang on. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
If you would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Makes perfect sense, as indeed does every utterance that comes through from Pharma Nord and nutritional supplements, and of course the awesomely talented Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine.
When last we spoke, we had to actually reduce your time rapidly because we were dealing with all sorts of things last week, so listeners will be pleased to know that you're back to your full 25-minute mini-lecture today, so take it away, please, Dennis.
Well, you mentioned in the introduction just now Pharma Nord, this company based in Denmark. The English arm is actually based in Newcastle, and the managing director of the English arm of this company, Bent Henriksen, has sent me to a different country every 2 years for over 20 years to hear lectures on a substance that some of you will have heard of, some of you will be taking, some of you will be using in creams to get rid of and prevent wrinkles. And that's the substance called Q10. When I came across Q10 over 20 years ago, I was amazed what I was reading and hearing about this natural substance. So what is Q10? Q10 is made in our liver. Well, it's made in every cell in the body, but most of the Q10 that we use is made in the liver. And it gives us our energy. Everybody eats, everybody breathes. When you eat and breathe, you live. And the reason why you live is because this substance, Q10, which you can now buy as a supplement, it's called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. What a strange name for a substance, this Q10. Why gold? It's the gold standard for all the trials in the world. People use Q10 because it is the best brand. It's made in Denmark by law to pharmaceutical standards. It's the only country, Denmark, in Europe where health food products, not just medicines, have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. And so over 20 years ago, when I started selling Q10 and started doing radio and TV broadcasts, I used to mention that the top brand, the one really worth buying because it gives you the best blood levels, is this bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. So over the last 20 years, Pharma-Nord have sent me to a different country every 2 years, Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, Bologna in Italy, and 10 days ago, I just got back from the five-day conference from Columbia University in New York, where up to 200 scientists from about 50 countries, once again, all went to a particular location, this time this university, a beautiful university, Columbia in New York, to hear another roughly 90 lectures on this substance, Q10. There were actually about 48 lectures from 40 different specialists, and then there was 40 posters where you could walk round a hall and photograph, video, all the information, more information on Q10, what it does for your health. So I'm now having to give lectures myself here in Great Britain, and I've been making notes from the handbook that we get back. The handbook runs to 130 pages, which is the main points on all the information from the 90 lectures, the ones we hear and the one we looked at in the posters where they're pinned up on large boards, and you can read the latest information that people have found out about this substance called Q10. First of all, when I said it's made in your body, it's made in your liver, you can get small amounts in peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines, but the main amount that you get is what you make. And as you age, you make less Q10. So when you're 2 years old, the production of Q10 in your liver that's going to give you your energy, because Q10 joins the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe into an energy molecule called ATP. I know you've all heard of H2O is water, and I know you know O2 isn't just the name of a mobile phone company. It's also the formula O2 of oxygen. You learn that in school when you do chemistry, biology. But this substance, Q10, enables you to join the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe up your nose in all the cells of your body. You'll be surprised how many cells you've got in your body. It's not 100,000. It's not 100 million. It's not 100 billion. It's 100 trillion. And some of you may have heard this name, mitochondria. Mitochondria are little sausage-shaped bodies found in your 100 trillion cells. And you actually have, another amazing fact, up to 5,000 of these mitochondria in every one of your 100 trillion cells. And this is where the oxygen you breathe and the food that you eat are joined together by the levels of Q10 to give you this energy molecule called ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, ATP. And when you need energy to breathe, to blink, for your kidneys to function, for your liver to detoxify, to walk, for your lungs to, so you can, as I say, breathe, whatever you're doing, you're doing doing it because you've got energy. And the energy is from the food you eat, the oxygen you breathe, and you can only create the energy molecule, the ATP, dependent upon the levels of the Q10 made in your liver. Now, as you get older, your liver makes less Q10. So when you're 2, your levels are quite low, but you're very small, so you've got plenty of energy when you're 2. When you get to 20, wow, that's when you think you're going to live forever. You can go dancing till 3 in the morning and get up for work at 7:30. You're making massive amounts of Q10 to join the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe into the energy molecule ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break a triple phosphate, it becomes a double phosphate. And as the phosphate breaks away, that explosion is your energy. Now, when you get to 40, your actual production of Q10, which is giving you all your energy, has gone back to the levels of a 2-year-old. And when you get to 80, the production in your liver of the Q10 has gone back to the levels of a 1-year-old baby. And many people, as you know, can get a bit old and doddery with weakness, and by 80 you may have different illnesses. But everything revolves in your energy production on Q10. So one of the lectures from Spain was the headline that Q10, how is it related in age-related chronic diseases? So I've made brief notes here. The lecturer told us that aging, just getting older and older, leads to chronic diseases. And he listed diseases that we're all well aware of. Neurodegeneration, in other words, nerves getting older. Sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is poverty. So poverty of flesh is muscle loss. As you pass 45 to 55, then to 55 to 65, 65 to 75, each 10 years, you're losing up to 10% of your muscle. In my age group, I'm, all being well, 78 next birthday. In that age group, from 75 to 85, you're losing up to 30% of your muscle. And a lot of people do become older and a bit dodderer. But if you take Q10, 3 capsules a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, one with your evening meal, then you don't get muscle loss. And I've been taking 3 a day of the Pharmanaud Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules since I was about 55, and I haven't got muscle loss. If I thump my 6-pack, which I'm doing now, there is no muscle loss. If you felt my arms, the bicep and the tricep, it's like a young man. There's no muscle loss. Unfortunately, as I approach 78, I'm not on any medicines for anything, because Q10 is like the elixir of life, because it's giving you your energy to fire your entire body like an E-type Jaguar. So in this lecture from Spain, where the consultant, the specialist, was talking about aging, which leads to chronic diseases, neurodegeneration, the muscle loss known as sarcopenia, then you've got osteoporosis, brittle bone disease, metabolic syndrome, which is affecting a lot of people. We eat too much, we don't do enough exercise, we listen to the radio or watch television 7 hours a night, and this is making us unfit, and it leads to blood pressure problems, diabetes problems, so many problems by not looking after ourselves. And that actually leads to this phrase, insulin resistance, which is the inability of your insulin made in your pancreas, which is supposed to put sugar into receptors in your cell walls, and then the sugar, the right amount, will combine with the oxygen to give you energy in the presence of the Q10. But if the sugar can't get into the cell wall because the receptor's closed and because you're not fit, then the insulin says, well, what am I going to do with this sugar? I'll store it as fat. I'll give you a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin. And even if you don't drink alcohol, which can make you very ill in long term by giving you an alcoholic fatty liver disease, and your liver is one of the most important organs in the body. It's the largest organ. You can lose up to 80% of your liver, and if the last bit's in good condition, you can regrow a new liver in 3 months. You can't regrow a kidney or a new eye or a new finger or a new leg or a new heart, but you can regrow a new liver. So it's very important that we look after ourselves so that our liver can function properly. And immunosenescence, what a long word. Immunosenescence, senescence is old age, and immunosenescence means your immune system gets old. So in all these different potential diseases, the fault is in those engines I mentioned, the mitochondria, because the mitochondria is where the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe is joined together by the Q10 to give you that energy molecule ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. But if the engines aren't working in old age, the mitochondria, this leads to all these illnesses. So Q10, by being taken as a supplement, the Pharmanord made to pharmaceutical standards, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. By taking it as a supplement, one a day, or two a day, or three a day, and take them at separate meals if you take more than one a day, it now helps to stop inflammation. All illnesses, including cancer, all have a component of inflammation. It also, Q10, helps to reverse and protect against endothelium function. That's the inside of your arteries, which, if they become inflamed, can lead to a host of problems if your circulation isn't working properly, angina, high blood pressure, heart failure. Also, Q10 can regulate the genes. Remember, in every cell, you have 25,000 genes on your chromosomes. And if the genes which tell your body how to look after itself, how to prevent illness, and so a lot of people get genetic problems, and Q10 can help to regulate the gene expression, as it's called, in a positive way. Cardiovascular disease greatly helped heart failure, angina, greatly helped by taking Q10. Even fertility. One of the lectures was amazing. It was telling that the oocytes, that's the cells which get fertilized by the sperm when people want to have a family, the sperm has to fertilize the oocyte. That's the cell that becomes the baby. And so Professor Robert Casper, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology from Canada, he said this compelling, wonderful information that the oocyte, this is this cell which in a lady, when it's fertilized, becomes the egg, that becomes the baby, that becomes the human. It's this mitochondrial activity of this particular cell, which if it's working properly, will become the embryo that will be implanted in the womb of the lady, and that leads to pregnancy. Now, in an older woman, there'll be many people listening, ladies of 32, 35, 40, 43, who want to start a family. Now, they've got less ATP because they're making less Q10. And when things go wrong in the older woman, what's happening is because their eggs are older, because they're born with their eggs, with a man making sperms every minute, that the sperms are being made all the time. But the eggs in the lady are what she's born with. She's born with so many eggs. And if she's now 35, 37, 42, the eggs are that old. And what happens is, in the older eggs, you get what we call chromosomal splitting. The chromosomes can split. And this limits the embryo's development. And there are cells which I've never heard of called cumulus cells. And they're the cells which produce and deliver the Q10. So in the older woman, the cumulus cells, because they're in an older woman, make less Q10. So the woman's makes less ATP. And you get adverse reproductive outcome. They may not be successful as becoming pregnant, or they may have more problems in their pregnancy. But if, because the aging is reducing the Q10 synthesis, then this gene expression in these cumulus cells of the old lady can be causing problems. So it's now been demonstrated that this sequence of events I've just been describing in the older woman, which can lead to more difficulty in becoming pregnant, this sequence can be greatly improved. You can reverse the problems of ATP production, the energy production, by supplementing with Q10. It reverses the mitochondrial changes. It improves the ATP production. It reduces the chromosomal misalignment. And then there's a word I've never heard of. I don't even know how I'm pronouncing it correctly. Aneuploidy. A-N-E-U-P-L-O-I-D-Y. This word means the cause of miscarriage and birth defects in humans. And so this Spanish paper by this professor was explaining that by taking a Q10 supplement, three capsules a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, one with your evening meal, it reduces the chromosome misalignment and this aneuploidy, the leading cause of miscarriage and birth defects in humans. And recent clinical trials have supported this observation. And I myself have given people aged 37, 38, I've sold them Q10. I've sold them a Pharmanord product called Biopignogenol, which improves the circulation to the placenta. And I put them on the third thing, the mineral selenium, which in Great Britain, Q10 levels are the lowest in the world. And there's a definite link to lower fertility caused by the woman's problems and even the men's sperms, because the mitochondria in the men's sperms, they need protection to function properly. So the tail can make the sperm swim up the fallopian tube to fertilize the egg. And because we've got the lowest selenium in the world, that's one of the reasons why we've got the highest breast cancer in the world, the highest prostate cancer in the world. 4 couples in 10 have trouble having children. But now we're learning, not just by giving selenium, which is the Danish brand Bio Selenium Precise, that's a tablet which costs 10 pence a day, and by giving that with the Q10, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule, you can greatly help, especially the older person, the man and woman who wants to become a father, you can greatly help their fertility. And I've actually had people who've been on these products, including that other product I just mentioned from Pharmanord, made from a bark of a tree. It's called Biopignogenol. Think of pick your nose, you'll remember it. And that substance is a wonderful antioxidant. Antioxidants help to stop aging, help to stop disease, help to stop cancer. And we all make antioxidants. But this tablet, Biopignogenol, is wonderful for activating the protecting against damage that occurs in the process of just living. Just living, you generate what we call free radicals. And free radicals have to be blocked. And Q10 Q10 and selenium and pycnogenol are all powerful antioxidants. They protect against the oxidative stress. And so the pycnogenol improves the circulation to the placenta. So by taking Q10, selenium and pycnogenol, I've had customers who've had many miscarriages and they've tried IVF. And by adding these things to the treatment, the selenium, Q10 and pycnogenol, one lady of 37 who's now 40, she's been blessed with a little girl aged 2.5 after trying to have a baby for 10 years. Another lady who'd never been blessed with children, she's 37 and her husband's 44. They were trying and trying, and now she's blessed with a little baby boy, 4 months old, taking those three things, the Q10 Gold, the Seleno Precise, and the Pycnogenol. Another paper was on Q10 and diabetes. This specialist from Germany said that diabetes is increasing, the levels of diabetes increasing worldwide, that up to 10% of people are getting diabetes. The most common form of diabetes, which is 90% of diabetics, is type 2. And it can give, so many complications and even premature mortality. It can lead to an earlier death. And people must look after their health. And if they're on their diabetic tablets, they must take the tablets. And of course, if they're on insulin, they use their insulin each day. Now, the cause, as people get older, is dysfunctional mitochondria. Those engines that are supposed to be giving us our energy, if they become dysfunctional through oxidative stress, in other words, just getting older, and oxygen, the substance we breathe, paradoxically damages us. I mean, we have to breathe, but we know that oxygen makes cars go rusty if you scratch them and don't paint over the scratch and it rains, then you're going to get rust. And if you eat an apple and the phone goes, just answering the phone for a minute or two, when you get back to the apple's turned brown. It's the oxygen damaging the apple. So you can see that oxygen causes damage, and it's called oxidative stress. So it's possible to prevent the damage that leads to the complications and getting diabetes. And they found that Q10 can definitely help to alleviate getting, greatly help to stop you getting diabetes and some of the problems that you get in diabetes. So the problems that this diabetic specialist was talking about was neuropathy, caused by the sugar damaging the nerves, nephropathy, sugar damaging your kidneys. This was done in mice. The mice with type 2 diabetes were given Q10, and they showed that Q10 supplements to type 1 and type 2 reduces the oxidized fat in the cholesterol, it reduces inflammation, it impairs a substance that we all need to make called insulin-like growth factor. So all these things are greatly helped in diabetics. If diabetics type 1 and 2 take a Q10 supplement and the PharmaNord 1 made to pharmaceutical standards, bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, it will help to normalize high glucose-induced mitochondrial dysfunction. So having too much sugar causes the damage to the engines in your cells, and this can lead to the diabetes. So eating Mars bars with 8 spoons of sugar, non-diet Coke with 8 spoons of sugar, all these cakes and chocolates and sweets, all the sugar we're eating, sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop 12 million people smoking. We know the problems with smoking, lung cancer, etc., circulation, amputation through the cigarette smoke damaging the nerves to the legs, blindness, one in four people with macular degeneration. Manchester University here in Manchester, they discovered that one in four people with macular degeneration is in smokers. So coming back to diabetes, by taking Q10, you can greatly help prevent and treat a lot of the side effects of the problems with getting diabetes.
And there we have it, Dennis, before we actually go into extra time and penalties.
Well, there's another 84 lectures.
Exactly.
To go through.
Well, that'll obviously have to wait for another time in the very near future, Dennis. As ever, a delight. I take it you'll be back with us soon.
Try and stop me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.